Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the M.M. Coaching Limited Q1 FY23 post-results conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of B&K Securities, welcome to M.M. Coaching Limited 1Q FY23 post-results earnings conference call. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Vijayasankar Krishna, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Venkata Krishnan, Chief Financial Officer. I now hand over the call to Mr. Vijayasankar Krishna for the opening remarks to be followed by question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. We've had a record quarter in Q1 of this year, with turnover reaching 333 crores and an EBITDA of 18.55%, resulting in an operating profit of 8.6%. We have produced about sold 17,600 tons in Q1, and we remain on course to do around 80,000 tons of sales this year, as we had been envisaging in the beginning. Exports has slowed down a little bit and domestic has grown. Overall, we've grown by about 5% on QOQ basis compared to Q4 of the last year. We expect to hit numbers in the region of around 1,300-1,500 crores for this year, as we had originally planned, around 1,400. These are the basic numbers. If you look at the environment as such, between the last 3 months, we've had a sea change in the environment, as everybody is aware, with the geopolitical turmoil that's going on in Europe and also some tamasha going on in the South China Sea. Generally, we find that inflation is rearing its head, and central banks all over the world are scrambling to raise interest rates or have already raised interest rates and are still having steam to raise further. All this is done with a view to bring down commodity prices overall and raw material prices. This is happening across several sectors. Many sectors it's happening, many sectors it's not. For example, steel, with the action taken by the central government, definitely steel prices in India have cooled off. However, with oil being a more global commodity, at least as far as benchmark crude numbers are concerned, oil is still going very strong, and we expect that to go stronger in the months to come. As winter approaches, Europe's future could be a little bit bleak and cold from a literal sense. However, from an economic point of view, industries over there are getting hit due to non-availability or higher costs of energy. To some extent, that bodes well for M.M. Coaching because European manufacturers will not be able to have access to energy as they would want to, number one. However, it'll have a bigger impact, and negative impact will be in terms of dampening of demand itself. Just as forging suppliers or machine parts suppliers will have trouble in getting energy, also OEs who make trucks and cars, they also will have access to less energy, and that could have. Consumers also, their price of energy will hit their pocket, and that could result in dampening of demand. This is the overall situation as far as Europe is concerned. U.S. is no better on the energy front, except that they are not as dependent on or any dependent on Russian gas for their heating and cooling requirements, so they're far better off. Still, consumer prices of energy have risen globally. That is bound to have an impact on downstream demand. in the months to come. We're already seeing it in exports. So to that extent, MM Forgings would likely get a little bit, you know, under pressure. But I would still say that the domestic market is very strong with the bounce back from COVID moving along and a so-called fourth wave being almost not, you know, as vehement or as impactful as people thought. Still there, we've now come to realize that COVID is an endemic and no longer a pandemic, and therefore it augurs well for Indian market as such. And though the market was CV market was very strong up to June, kind of cooled off since July and also in August, we expect it to bounce back from September, October onwards. Overall, OEs are holding stronger numbers for this year on the CV side, and it all works out positive for MM Forgings. On the corporate side, our takeover of Coforma has gone on decently well, and we started integrating with the customers both from a forward side and also on the backward side by way of supply of forgings from MMF, and therefore that's been a worthwhile play. DVS also is turning its act around, and we see traction in the last few weeks by way of performance of DVS. We hope that DVS will be expect, not hope, that DVS also will turn the corner and produce close to 25,000 crankshafts in the months to come. And some of it will be small, some of it will be large, but at the same time, those numbers are important. So this is as far as our subsidiaries are concerned. We have a third sub that I would like to draw attention to, which is Suvarthus Vidyut, in which we are looking at supplying alternators to tier ones. That's started off well. Up to March, we took over the manufacturing assets of a company called MPL from into HVPL. So MPL was doing hardly about 3,000 alternators a month. Now we have upped it to around 5,000 plus and debottlenecked the supply chain quite a bit. We expect this to continue, and also SVPL will be diversifying into non-auto related motors as well, smaller capacity, smaller size motors, and that we are developing our business plan, and over the next couple of months we'll have more news on our foray into the electrical market. So that's it from me. If there are any further questions, I'll be happy to, any questions, I'll be happy to take them.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Abhishek Kumar Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congrats for a strong set of numbers, sir, in a tough time. Sir, my first question is related with the your mix during this quarter. So how was the domestic versus export mix? And in export market, how was the revenue mix North America versus Europe?
Yes. One second. Export is domestic. Domestic went up to 52%, and export. One second. Okay. Abhishek, sorry. Exports stand at 38% direct, and domestic sales at 62%, including scrap and the thing. If we take just forged components alone, domestic is at 52 on overall.
So, sir, despite the weaker mix, your margin has improved significantly on Y basis. So, just wanted to know what is the reason. Is there any cost-cutting measures have you taken?
See, if you see VA per value per ton sold, that has gone up in this quarter compared to the previous quarter. At least previous quarter meaning first comparable quarter the previous year. So at black and 85,000 rupees per ton, there is a increase of around 6,000 rupees per ton. So overall, that's largely due to more value added parts going up. So that is the reason EBITDA has been able to hold.
So going ahead, that the domestic business will outperform then export market. So, what is the outlook for the margin side, sir?
Margins are likely to be around this level.
Okay.
Around 19 to 20%.
Okay. Because of increasing mix from the machining side?
Yes. Because I would say around 19%. If steel comes down, then the base comes down. So overall margins could move up a little bit. That's one positive. The other thing is that as also sales goes up, we could see impact of scale coming in. Overall, middle line gets static and the top line improves, so margin could see some improvement there. So about 18.5 to 19.5, 20%.
Okay, sir. My last question is, what is your production guidance for FY23? It is the same what you mentioned in the last quarter, like 80 to 85,000 ton for FY23?
Yeah, good question, Abhishek. If we take the first quarter and multiply it by 4, we'll end up at about 72,000 tons, which I think is possibly on the bleaker side and on the lower side. So I would expect, we are targeted 80 to 90. I would still hold that, but probably between 80 to 85. The lower portion of the same range that we had earlier given, I would expect us to achieve that.
Thank you, sir.
And all this assumes a reasonable macroeconomic condition. If macroeconomic conditions deteriorate considerably, to that extent, our numbers could decline. Now, I have to add that caveat now because the macroeconomic situation has panned out more clearly in the last 3 months than earlier. But with that, it is not right. Can someone mute their phone? There is a lot of background noise.
Okay. And sir, that's all from my side.
So, what I'm saying is that it's not all that bad on the macroeconomic side. India is continues to remain positive. So I would expect, and we have also invested a lot of time, energy into newer parts. So all that will counter any slide. Overall, we remain positive, on target to look at 80,000 plus tons this year.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers in challenging circumstances. And I would just like to know about 6,300 tons press facility that was supposed to come around Q1, Q2. What is the status on that part, if you could brief, just tell us something.
Hey, thank you, Vignesh. So, our 6,300 ton press has been commissioned just about a week back. We did the puja as well, and we started on a good note. So it's getting into serial production.
Okay. And
I continue on, and you know, take it to the next level of questions that are likely to come up as a result of this. So our nameplate capacity would therefore go up from 1 lakh tons to 1,20,000 tons as of now, and we'll be adding another press this year, which will take us to about 1,30,000 tons of capacity. So this year we will expect to end at around 80 plus for 80 to 90k tons. On the utilization side. So, and next year we should possibly cross the magical six-figure mark.
Okay. And just to know about how much of the amount has been spent in quarter one, and how much would be spent in FY23, and for how much would be remaining to be spent on?
48C has been spent in Q1. We would expect this year's spend to be in the region of around 250 to 275.
Okay. Also, sir, I remember in the last Q4 earnings call, you had given a rough estimate of an EBITDA of 33,000 to 35,000 per ton for our product, as in per ton for the forging division. So I just wanted to know, if I'm not wrong, in this quarter one, we have exceeded that, right, in terms of EBITDA per ton, if you could...
We have achieved an EBITDA of around 33,700, my figures are right.
Okay. 33,700. Okay.
33,700.
I might have done some mistake on it. Okay.
Broadly in line with whatever. Nothing wrong. Nothing, you see, if EBITDA has gone up so much in tonnage terms, then margins also would have increased, no? In year of 18.5, it will be closer to 20. So that's, I think most numbers for this quarter have been in line.
Right. Yeah, that's all so much, right? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vinesh.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Harsh Kimawat from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a continued strong set of numbers. I had a few questions, sir. You mentioned that the export side was weak. It was around 38% considering the scrappage and everything. And the outlook, I just wanted to know the outlook for European and North American markets. So currently, how is the outlook for the CV and PV industry in the Europe, sir?
Europe is holding, so far holding, but it could, you know, there's a lot of, too much volatility there, too much volatility. Energy prices are running amok, and we all know that Germany has, you know, cities like Berlin have initiated a lot of thrift measures to control energy costs. They have even gone out and said that they're not going to light up their, not said, they're doing it already. They're not lighting up their monuments in the night. They want to conserve a lot, you know. Air conditioning temperatures are brought up. Pools are running colder. So all these things, little, people are, you know, society is changing. European society is changing. Spain is moving towards what Japan did a few years back. More of, you know, less stuffed ties and full arm shirts, and making dressing a little bit less formal. And reduce consumption of energy. So Europe is clearly under attack from an energy side perspective. That much is very clear. So, and we also hear that some industries, process control industries, there is an upside to those companies in the Indian market. We also see that in our space. But this will also result in OEs cutting back on their energy cost as well. And therefore, it could lead to their curtailment of production. More important thing is, it will hurt the consumers, and consumers could cut back on their spending, which in turn will mean lesser trucks, cars. So overall, Europe looks to be more under the grip of Russia, Russia's attack on Ukraine, and the consequence on energy prices is going to impact Europe quite a bit. And if Russia were to cut supplies of fuel or gas to Europe, they could be in for really, really tough times. I mean, I don't think they, I haven't seen any energy scenarios if Russia were to cut gas supply, but I'm sure European capitals already have 200 scenarios on that, and they're working through it, but none of it will be positive, and none of it will be pleasant.
So, Europe is in for dark winter this time.
Sorry?
We can say there is a possibility of a very dark winter this time.
Yeah, definitely. Bleak and dark and cold winters for Europe. That much is almost clear. How bleak, how dark, how cold? Only the future will say.
Okay.
But economically, they'll bounce back. Huh? They're all fighting. Already society is fighting. And the human being is very resilient. It's not as though all of us need to have and live only in perfect air-conditioned temperatures, which we are used to. We can live in colder and warmer temperatures as well. A few degrees, nothing is going to go wrong. Hotter at least is tough. Cold you can always, you know, layer up and manage. So I think Europeans will fight back.
Correct.
Ultimately, correct. They have done that over the last few centuries by dominating the world. So there is no reason why they shouldn't do it in the coming months.
Understood that. So, just to like quantify it, so where do you think the European market in terms of volumes will end this year on the CV side here?
I would say PV, CV, anywhere around minus 20 to minus 10%.
Minus 20 to minus 10%.
Oh, no the thing at all, no indices to go by it, but purely as a guess, minus 20 to minus 10.
Okay, understood. And so, on that, so what was the share of PV business this quarter, sir?
Yeah, one second. I'll give it to you. I have it. Overall, CV stood at 82%.
Okay.
And PV at 11%.
PV at 11%. Okay, so our share of PV has actually gone up a little.
PV has gone up a little. PV has gone up a tad. Yeah. 10% to 11. 10.3 to 11%. You're right.
Understood. And sir, on the North American side, sir, so can you split the share of export revenue between North America and Europe, sir?
Yeah.
Is the exposure to North America?
Overall, domestic sales is at about 50%, 52%. Europe 17%, US 21%, South America 10%. Balance, you can apportion it anywhere. It's different.
Okay, understood that.
And within domestic, CV is 81% and PV is 13%. Off-highway has shot up, domestic, considerably. From 1% last year, in Q1 of this year, off-highway has gone up to 5%.
Okay, so that is also a factor contributing to our increase in EBITDA per ton.
Yeah.
Off-highway time, margins will be higher, correct?
Yeah, higher, lower, I don't know. Remains to be seen what parts. But I think this is due to Kafoma and DVS. So that's a positive thing.
Okay. Understood. And so, if you could split between the higher and lower tonnage this quarter, sir.
We have that also for you. Hold on. About 65% lower and 35% higher tonnage.
Okay. Got it. And the machining business contribution, just a few bookkeeping questions and just finishing up, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Overall, machine is 52%, and as forged 48.
Okay, machining 52. Okay, got it, sir. And so now wanted to discuss with you is I think around June we had, when we had a discussion, you had mentioned that Bharat that MM Forgings will be announcing this EV product portfolio and giving a little bit more detail on the EV business trends and products. So just wanted to know if this is the time when you will want to put a little light on that.
Bear with me for a couple of weeks, for a few weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
we are there. We're just waiting for polishing up some last rough edges.
Okay. Understood.
And it is complete.
Sir, roughly if you could say, like, what kind of potential are we seeing in the EV market? Like, how big a market are we looking at?
They talk about the market, it's all juicy and unbelievably, market is about, in 7 years, can I reserve this for a later time? Anyway, I'll just give you a quick brief. Market would be about 75,000 to 1 lakh crores in about 7 years time in India.
Okay.
And then you have to put what market share we'll get out of it. 0.5%, 1%, 2%, 5%. No, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Correct.
So,
okay, sir.
Yeah. That's we'll expect anywhere between 0.5% to 3% will be the thing. But 0.5% to 3% is a huge range, right?
Yeah.
As management, from an investment point of view, the range is too much. So we have to walk the talk.
And correct, sir.
Yeah, because 300 crores to 3,000 crores, a big difference. Big difference. Yeah, I'm forging 48 years, we've achieved 1,100. And we are saying EV market will do 500 crores. Sometimes the numbers are staggering, so you have to walk the talk.
Correct, sir. And so it will all depend upon your portfolio as well, sir. How much will be our reach and everything. Correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Prakash Toshniwal from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So two quick questions. First is on the export trade.
Excuse me, this is the operator. Mr. Toshniwal, there's some disturbance in your line, like static. Can you please check your line?
Is it audible now?
Yeah, this is slightly better. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry for this. So just on the export freight side, how the freight rates are moving, any trend on the out there?
Freight rates are kind of stabilized, still high, kind of stabilized, but transit times have gone up. Transit times have gone up considerably.
Okay.
And to those without contracts, we hear horror stories of berths not available on ships.
Okay. And second, sir, could you give me some more details about alternators? Like, you mentioned about the capacity of run rate as such, but what would be our capex and what would the game? The market plan, market to go to market strategy here.
As it is, we are supplying to tier ones, and we expect to focus on that market and evolve our plans as we move on. But the potential is reasonable in the alternator market. And also, we are diversifying, not just dependent on alternators for the domestic market. Exports is a possibility. And non-alternator business is also there. So we are coming out with a slew of products.
Any capex committed for that, sir?
Sorry?
Any capex committed for that?
Yeah. For this year, we are looking at investing close to about 15 crores on the electrical side.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions. First one on the US side. You know, we've got this situation where on the Class 8 side, a huge backlog of orders. So if you could just clarify the current situation, has the order book started clearing up, and are there the pace of new orders, and how do you see that over the next 12-15 months?
As far as our demand is concerned, it has slowed down decently enough for us to be able to see it. So obviously they talk of a long order book, and that not impacting demand of CV parts or CVs themselves is not there. So there is an impact, no doubt about it. But on PV, still in the US, second-hand cars are not available. Good second-hand cars are running at a huge premium. They're about $7,000 to $10,000 higher than previous rates. So, which means that even PV makers, even if there is a fall in demand, PV should still run strong. So it's a mixed bag. I would say it's not just just linear. That fall in hike in energy prices is going to lead to implosion of demand. That is not going to happen.
Sure. And for you, this quarter, exports YOY, what was it? Did you see some growth YOY still this quarter on the export revenues?
YOY, QOQ or YOY?
Yeah. Both if you can share.
QOQ, that is this quarter to previous quarter, exports has come down by about 6%.
Okay.
Q1 S23 versus Q1 S22, exports is down by 6%.
Okay. So, YOY down 6%. Okay. And you spoke
domestic,
about... Yeah.
Domestic is up by 100% almost, including all told, domestic is up by 100% almost. But that's also because last Q1 was Delta wave.
Yeah.
So that's pretty low. Right. If you look at Q4 of last year versus Q1 now, even then there is some growth of around 5%.
Which is surprising, right? Normally, CV, you think that 1Q versus 4Q, there is always a decline because 4Q is the biggest.
There is a decline, no doubt, but this year, 1Q was slightly better off for CVs, though not as good as Q4, but our penetration there is going up, isn't it? This is what we've been consistently saying, that our focus on the domestic market has been pretty strong, and we've been developing a slew of new parts, so all that is coming to play, and therefore, that has come in handy, which is why Q1 of this year is stronger than Q4 of previous year.
Right. And you also spoke about that some of these newer parts will continue to, get added over the next few months as well. So, on the back of those, what kind of outperformance over the domestic CV industry do you think you can deliver?
Overall, I'd say I might not have the numbers, 6CV and others, because we're also increasing our presence in the PV market as well as obviously in the tractor and off-highway segment. So overall, this year, that is why we put out numbers that we would see us hitting 80 to 90,000 tons from 62,000 tons of the previous year. As it is, we are on track to for about 75. Okay, I'm assuming very tepid Q2, Q3, Q4. In which case, 72 multiplied by 4 is the Q1 by 4 is 72. If we look at some little bit extra, we should look at about 75,000 tons. But I'm expecting and still holding that we should be able to touch 80,000 or cross it.
Got it. Thanks, Adan sir. This is very useful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Kumar Jain from Dorat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Abhishek.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, what is the overall CapEx plan for FY23 And how much is for the machining, forging and other inorganic opportunity?
Broadly about 300, no, we have said that we'll be spending around 400 crore, but I don't think we'll have the ability to spend 400. So we may spend around 250 to 300 crores this year. Out of which two-thirds will go towards machining and one-third will go towards forging. And some amount will go towards and electrical. I'm not able to give those numbers.
And sir, how much is the gross gross and net debt of the company? And are you looking to increase your debt because of these capex plans?
Debt? Can you please elaborate? Am I missing something there? Gross? What did you ask? Can you please rephrase your question?
Sir, what is the gross and net debt of the company?
Gross, I'm not able to hear properly or understand the last couple of words.
Sir, what is the gross borrowings and net borrowings?
Ah, okay, okay. Debt. Oh, sorry. As of now, we stand at about 430 crores of gross debt.
Okay.
We'll end this year at about 550 crores of gross debt.
And what would be the incremental revenue from this capex for from machining side?
Good question. Some of it will not yield benefit this year. Little bit of it will benefit. It will give benefit directly. Most will give incremental revenues from FY24.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll fine tune that number. Huh? We'll get that number thrashed out in terms.
Okay. And sir, what is your mix right now for the automatic versus non-automatic side? And what is your plan to increase your revenue from the non-automated side?
We are focusing decently on the farm sector in India, and that will result in higher non-auto sales. Our traction in the CV space is quite strong, so my guess is, or my estimate is, then whatever we would put or gain in terms of non-auto will be overshadowed by the thrust on auto.
Okay.
Ultimately, I would say auto space will only be static or maybe yield a couple of points.
So any plan to entering into the US oil and gas business? Or India defense and railway sites?
Yes. Decently globally on the non-auto side. India defense, we don't see much traction coming in now. Most of that will be on the ammunition side. The rest of the defense market will be very, you know, price sensitive and very punchy on margins. But ammunition is a prospect, but I didn't do it right now. But capex that we haven't made plans for.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to ask a question. You may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So what is the current machining capacity which we have?
Ma'am, can you confirm name?
Hello.
Yeah, I didn't get your name. Sorry.
Dheeraj from Phillip Capital is on the.
Yeah, hi sir.
Hi.
See, machining capacity is split across lot of products, lot of lines. So difficult to give a number of it. But what I can do say is that this mix of machining, which is at about 52%, is likely to go to about 60-65% in the months to come.
So when you say 60-65%, is it by current this year end, or it will increase by next year end?
Between now and next year, over the next 18 months.
Okay, and how this will, enhance our EBITDA margin?
First case, it will defend the EBITDA margins. First case, it will add to the margin accretive.
Okay, so this 33,700 per ton, which was there in Q1, so this may further increase to maybe even 35,000 or even more.
God willing, it happens, I'll be happy.
Okay, got your point, sir.
Yeah,
thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Kumar from Lion Hill Capital. Please go ahead.
So good afternoon, and congratulations on again a good set of numbers for this quarter. Sir, we've been listening to you in terms of the guidance, and seems like you are a little conservative in terms of numbers. Reasons, like, you know, from external perspectives that your machining is going up, the volumes are going up, so operating leverage should kick in, and with steel prices coming down, I think the base also gets better from a margin perspective. So overall, shouldn't we have a better improvement to margins over the next 1 year? That is the first question. Second question is in terms of some weakness that you're seeing overseas, probably in the European markets. Can it not be compensated or more than compensated by a strong domestic market that you've been witnessing, led by the commercial vehicle space and also the fast cars coming back quite strongly? So is there a lot of conservatism in your guidance and numbers? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krishna Kumar. Yes, there are a lot of positives in the macroeconomic situation. There are a few negatives, and I expect that the positives will, I'm definitely sure that the positives will overwhelm the negatives. And positives are Indian market. I've already briefed about that in my opening statement, that India is expected to grow much better. And this year, possibly, India would have been considerably decoupled from the rest of the world. That's my view, at least, as of now. I'll be happy if it pans out that way. And I'm expecting it to pan out that way too, as you are also predicting. That's one. The second is, while there are good, there are positives, and there are also a couple of dark clouds on the horizon. So we have to just balance each other out. So, which is why still, I'm holding my guidance of 80,000 to 90,000 tons. And, maybe it'll be on the bottom side, on the lesser side of it. But still we are holding that range. So, in a sense, I don't think we've diluted our positivity. We remain quite positive, and numbers are also quite encouraging. Customer demand, customer language, customer feedback, everything looks augurs quite well.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jayaraj for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We thank MMPG management for sparing time out for the call. We thank all the participants. Have a good day.
Hey, one sec, Dheeraj. I have one last thing to say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wishing everybody a fabulous 75th Independence Day. Let's not forget the fact that, you know, as a country, we made it to 75. We make it 100 and overall, let's build a great India together. I think the next 25 years, from 75 to 100, will be a lot of, I think, goodwill and good things happening in India. Many things are changing in the country. Okay, we'll always have some things negative, but looking at the positives, I think positives far outweigh the negatives. Let's all together work to build a fantastic country, a great nation. We owe it to our countrymen for our contribution. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bharti Vala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.